Proposition 7 and 10 both offer plans to increase renewable energy in California, but many environmentalists think the goals are too big and don't offer enough help. Today's news conference featured representatives from the Union of Concerned Scientists, Sierra Club, and the Natural Resources Defense Council. David Pettit is with the NRDC. He believes that if the propositions are passed, they would make it harder for California to meet clean energy goals.
Prop 7 is a badly written initiative, and it's actually going to hold back the needed increase in renewable power in California.
Prop 7, the Solar and Clean Air Energy Initiative, requires utility companies to generate half of their power from renewable energy, like wind and solar, by 2025. Some environmental groups say that it would create regulations and loopholes that would make it difficult to bring renewable technology into the state. But Tam Hunt with Community Environmental disagrees.
Rather than taking a big stick approach, you take a big carrot approach. What I mean by that is you provide more incentives, more tools to achieve these goals. And so Prop 7 gives a bunch of current tools or new tools to actually achieve the higher mandates.
If Prop 7 is passed, it would lock in regulations that can only be fixed by a two-thirds legislator vote, a vote many believe is nearly impossible. Prop 10 is another energy initiative on the ballot. It calls for $5 billion in bonds to help replace traditional fuel for cars with natural gas. Daryl Park of the Sierra Club says switching to natural gas will be too expensive and won't reduce air pollution.
It's absolutely the wrong direction. It won't take us anywhere close to the 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions that is our target by 2050.
Supporters on both sides of the issue think renewable energy is important to California's future, but can't seem to agree on how to get there. Connie Kuo, Annenberg, Radio News.